back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Dumb Country Bob FM.
You know, a funny story is I had to quick run out during that commercial break to go get my train whistle. It was still in my truck from use out at the state fair.
Yep.
And I realize I open up the drawer. I go, oh, that's right. I'd put all the other ones back. Like that one day that I swung in here before I got out there and I even beat you here, I think. And I said, well, I got to keep, it was probably Friday morning. And lo and behold, I had to quick run out. I had plenty of time, though. So today's Bob Almanac. We keep the tradition alive. Friday, September 6th, 250th day of the year. This date, 1522, one of Ferdinand Magellan's five ships. And all it takes is one, Neil, for them to complete the circumnavigation of the globe.
The other four did not make it.
They did not make it, including Magellan. Remember, he did not survive.
He didn't survive
the Philippines. They got tired of his act. He was doing a stand-up, and about the 10th show, they decided, there's enough of this.
Right.
So, and only 15 of the original 265 sailors survived the journey. But again, all you need is one.
One, right.
And they did. It's the big circumnavigation, and that happened on this date.
It's safe to say that was an arduous journey if 250 people and four ships went down.
Yeah. You when you signed on for that trip...
Yeah, it was say goodbye to your loved ones.
Right, exactly. I mean, I don't know. There was an episode of the Love Boat where I think only 15 of the 265 crew members survived. All the stars survived. Of course, your Gopher and your Julie and your Doc and Isaac, Captain Steubing and Julie. Vicky, they almost wrote her out of the show that week, but she survived.
That would have been the opportunity.
1901, this was the date we had. Yesterday it was Squeaky Fromm, the Charles Manson disciple who tried to take Gerald Ford from us, football hero and president. But today, William McKinley was shot, 1901. He was attending the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York. He was shot by an anarchist. He died He died 8 days later.
Seems like he was a Polish descent. Leon.
Why would you say that about the Polish, Neil?
Well, I just remember I'm seeing his name in my head, and I don't know how to pronounce it. It had a lot of crazy vowels and letters.
Yeah, that's Eastern European, Neil. That happens.
Yes.
But he died.
I mean, he got electrocuted. I know that.
Yes, he did. Whole Sparky. Vice President Theodore Roosevelt. We got ourselves a bull moose out of the deal.
We did.
And moved up from VP to the presidency. 1901. 1955, the first Waffle House opened in Avondale, Georgia. And Georgia is still the top Waffle House state. I think there's 430. It's either 433 or 344. Combination of those numbers. Either of those numbers, that's a lot of Waffle Houses. And have you ever, you've been to a Waffle House, haven't you?
To
have been. Yeah. If you go south, you got to go to one at least. If you've never been to one, I think for us, closest one is in Missouri, northern Missouri, Kansas City down that way. Iowa doesn't have any, Wisconsin. There's some in Illinois, but I think that's in the southern tip. Waffle House, it's quite an experience. And their waffles are good. And they have good grits.
I haven't had the grits, but I've had their waffles. And, it's old school but enjoyable.
You're not a grits guy, so if I tell you that's why you don't use the term. You don't say kiss my grits because you don't like grits, so you don't use them.
Right.
Flo loved grits.
She did.
So that was 19, and I could not find Waffle House must not do any TV commercials because I couldn't find a single actual. I found a lot of parody Waffle House commercials. I couldn't find a single actual legitimate Waffle House TV commercial on the old YouTube.
Interesting.
So maybe they don't do any TV advertising. They don't have to. They're Waffle House.
Yeah,
and, there's the big debate down south. Is it Waffle House or do you go with Huddle House? Which one is better? And I go Waffle House. Because I lived in the south for 3 years.
Yeah.
So I went to both Huddle House and Waffle House. And Waffle House, hands down, better.
Okay.
1976 this day.
You know, it seems like... We haven't seen each other for 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there was all those rumors about our breaking up, and then when I started the show and you weren't here, I believed it.
I'm going to show you guys to your room. If you like, the lights are out upstairs, so follow me.
Well, he drinks a lot, this kid.
It was Frank Sinatra who facilitated the reunion this date during the telethon between Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, Neil.
That was good.
Yes,
that was well played.
They had not been on stage together since the 50s. It had been 20 years. And, of course, yesterday was the anniversary of the first Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Association telethon in 66.
Yes.
So in 76, his 11th telethon, it's a heartfelt reunion, and it was nice to see. And I think a lot of people who were watching at that time, I bet you they shed a tear.
That was emotional for some, I'm sure.
It certainly was. And thank you, Frank.
Nice to have him back.
Frank Sinatra brings people together.
That's what he does.
He has people dump people at the bottom of rivers, but he also brings people together, I think you can certainly say, right?
Yeah. The chairman of the board. That's right.
And the masters of the universe. I am Adam, Prince of Eternia and defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull.
I know this by heart.
This is Cringer, my fearless friend.
So He-Man.
I've heard you do it.
Yes.
Powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said, by the power of Grayskull.
Neil, what do you say when you hold aloft your magic sword?
That is impressive.
He-Man.
I don't care who you are.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe premiered on TV this date, 1983, and it was a great show. It was on after school. You get home from school, and there's He-Man and Orko and Man-at-Arms and Teela. Of course,
that was your Skeletor. You know, that was your Herculoids, you know, for me.
Uh-huh.
And for you as He-Man. I mean, you were, what, 12, 13 years old, something like that.
Yep.
And that was right in your wheelhouse.
And it was on, and I don't remember it being on Saturday morning, if it ever was in this market. It was on after school. It would be on after school. And I think Little House on the Prairie came on shortly thereafter. It's a great combination.
That is good living.
Yeah. And don't forget about the Great Space Coaster. That was popular as well. Let's move up to 1995.
What began on May 30th, 1982, and continues September 6th, 1995. This game with the Angels trailing is now in the books. And let it be said that number 8, Cal Ripken Jr., has reached the unreachable star.
Yes, Cal Ripken Jr., he surpassed the Iron Horse, Lou Gehrig, on this date. The Orioles at home, they did it at home. And, you know, they couldn't set that up. You know, they couldn't have him sit to go, let's do this at home, right? They were just lucky enough that it happened at home. Because if he sits, guess what? The streak is broken. Right, Neil?
Right.
I think you know that.
That worked out so good. And there's another. That's a record we'll never, ever,
nobody,
ever be broken.
No, because that isn't the mentality these days. It's just not. You got to rest guys. You got to give them their time off. The whole, what do they call it in... load management.
Yeah, load
management.
That's
what they call it in the NBA. It's load management. Gotta.
Mm-hmm.
But Cal Ripken, he said, I'll take your load management.
Right. I play baseball, and I play every day.
And it didn't. His numbers are still good. He still produced. In fact, he had a home run in that game earlier, which was fantastic.
Lou Gehrig's numbers were pretty solid for 2,130 games.
2 years later in 97.
The whole of London has spent the night in a vigil. People 10 deep now on the streets, people with candles, people with cards, people with flowers, waiting for this moment. And the mood in London seems to now be becoming more sober, more somber. A night, after all, of, in some senses, a kind of camaraderie of people who felt that they should come here.
Beginning of the English coverage of this date, 1997, it was Diana's funeral. At London, England, of course, probably the most memorable part of that funeral was Elton John.
Yes.
He was the gentleman there talking about candles. He took his song about Marilyn Monroe, Candle in the Wind, adjusted the lyrics a bit, and dedicated it to Princess Diana and retitled it Goodbye, England's Rose.
Very
1997.
Sad.
This was big news, 2016.
Good evening. A stunning cold case confession today in Minnesota appears to bring a 27-year-old murder mystery that gripped the nation to an end. As a family that has lived with decades of anguish and uncertainty, finally learn what happened to their little boy. Jacob Wetterling was just 11 years old when he was kidnapped and killed. Today, with Jacob's parents among those inside a packed courtroom, the man who said he did it described in graphic detail what happened that October day in 1989.
Yeah, Danny Heinrich was that man. This day, that's 8 years ago now, that he admitted to the kidnapping and the murdering. They let him, he led officials and authorities to the site and the location. And the Wetterling family finally had some closure. Obviously, they may have always had just an itty-bitty little bit of hope,
right,
that he was still alive somewhere, someplace, somehow. But they did get this closure.
That was
this
evil
date.
Evil man.
2016. And then 2018, let's remember one of the greats.
Wait a minute.
Scratch that. Hold it.
I can't lie to you, Sheriff. You're too good a man. Look over your left shoulder. We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
So, you know, if they were going further south, he would have said Waffle House. But since they're going to Boston, it's clam chowder. Of course, that's right. From Smokey and the Bandit. And Buford T. Justice getting fooled again. He had a really nice-looking convertible there, didn't he? At one point in time later in the movie. It just kept getting shorter and shorter and skinnier.
Right.
There you go. Burt Reynolds died of a heart attack at the age of 82 in 2018. So many wonderful movies, and then, you know, he wasn't too big of a guy to then not do TV later in his career. He was on a King of Queens episode as a football coach, which is very fitting. Then, of course, Evening Shade.
Yes.
And
he got his start as Quint Asper on Gunsmoke.
He was on Gunsmoke. Yes, keep that in mind. Where all the greats start, 2018. We're going to get into birthdays here in just a minute. My friend, the golfing farmer, chimes in. Waffle House has more than 1,900 U.S. locations. You know, there's parts in the South where there's a Waffle House at every interstate intersection.
It sure seems like it. Yeah, they probably are.
Yeah.
So that number you gave us was just how many were in Georgia?
That was just in Georgia. That's what I meant.
Wow.
That's at Georgia. I think I said that, and it might have got misconstrued and lost in the discussion, or just the thought of eating some waffles. But yeah, Georgia has almost 400.
Okay.
Illinois has
two. You did
two.
Say Georgia.
Yes.
You said Georgia.
Yeah, because that's where it started. And
right.
The golfing farmer says Georgia has almost 400. So the number I had might have been old. But now we move on to birthdays.
I'm loud, I'm loud, I'm proud that I'm loud, 'cause people can hear me when I'm in a crowd.
Joanne Worley, she was loud. And she knew how to use that big mouth. Not quite as a big mouth as Martha Ray, who was the original Hollywood big mouth. But Hollywood Squares, and there she is on Laughing. Joanne Worley still with us. She's 87 here today. How about David Allen Coe?
'Cause my long hair just can't cover up my redneck. I've won every fight I've ever
fought. I thought
he
was gone.
And I don't
85, according to my staff.
Yeah, that's what
I ain't country, saying I ain't worth a damn dough.
Long-haired redneck there. He's got some songs with some language we cannot play.
Right.
Neil, right? He had some interesting ones. No, but I mean, there's ones where you don't even have to be careful. You know by the title that you can't play it. David Allen Coe, his radio hits are just outstanding. That Willie Waylon and Me, that's my favorite. A lot of times when somebody texts in and just says, play some David Allen Coe, that's the one that I go to. That is my go-to and my default. That one there, Long-Haired Redneck, we get requests for that one as well. Mm. So David Allen Coe, he's 85, another guy, another great musician, singer. Bass guitar player playing the bass, slapping the bass. Pink Floyd, Roger Waters. David Gilmour does the lead singing duties here on this. It's called Money, Neil.
I've heard it.
Waters, Pink Floyd, 81.
Your Honor, I object.
You would.
Overactor.
Jazz up.
Susie Kurtz, that's her from Liar, Liar. She was the opposing lawyer in, say that fast, lawyer in Liar, Liar. The Liar, Liar yeah. lawyer. Along with Jim Carrey, and that's from their blooper reel, their gag reel that they did at the end of the movie, which is the first time I saw that. It was just still hilarious to this day.
It's very good.
Yeah, so Swoozy Kurtz has been in a lot of shows, maybe most recently on Mike and Molly. She was Molly's mom, Melissa McCarthy's mom on Mike and Molly. 80 today. Jane, I didn't queue up Jane Curtin. Talk amongst yourselves. Let me see if I've got a quick Jane Curtin thing that I can bring up here.
Well, she was great on SNL, of course.
How about the Coneheads here? No, keep on going.
Okay, you know, and when nobody introduced her better than Dan Aykroyd.
Well,
I think
Jane, you ignorant bleep.
Right.
You know, I don't like to say that word. I think it's just disrespectful at this point. But it was Jane, you ignorant. It was one of the seminal moments of late night TV. And I do believe, I think Jane Curtin's in here somewhere.
I am Beldar. This is Primat. We are emissaries from the planet Remulek, which is located many light years outside of this solar system. 20 Earth years ago, the five High Masters of Remulek dispatched a fleet of star cruisers to this solar system.
Yeah, so that's just Dan Aykroyd. Maybe in this one here. Let's see if she's in this one from the
car. Morning, parental units. I must inform you now that I will not be home from school tonight.
Undesirable! Unacceptable!
Oh, come on, Dad. I have altered my cone for tonight. I'm attending a concert of a popular music group called Peter Frampton. For some reason, I am the only girl who can get backstage.
Oh, no Jane Curtin there. Oh, poor Jane Curtin.
Well,
I just skipped over.
She was there in spirit.
Yeah, I think I was just overcome because my next birthday, we have Jane Curtin, 77. The next birthday was this one. I couldn't wait to get to this one.
If you've ever taken a beer to a job interview, you might be a redneck. If you see a sign that says, say no to crack, and it reminds you to pull your jeans up.
He was a member of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour members with his guy, Larry the Cable Guy, Bill Engvall, Ron White, who, of course, as you know, had the right to remain silent, but didn't have the ability.
The ability. Right.
There's Jeff Foxworthy. And the whole, if you bring a beer to a job interview, remember we had the guy here who literally brought a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew.
Yep.
To a Bob FM job interview when we were up in the studios in Princeton.
That was impressive.
And we mentioned that to Jeff one time he was on. He goes, yeah, that would be a good, that is a redneck if you've ever done that.
Yes, that's right.
Exactly. So
we've had some really fun interviews with Jeff. He's a great guy.
Jeff Foxworthy, 66 today.
Cadet Mahoney, Cadet Mahoney, report immediately to the Commandant's office. Cadet Mahoney.
Now.
He did all the voices and the sounds.
Lieutenant Harris, report immediately to the firing range. Lieutenant Harris.
His name is Michael Winslow. Another Police Academy clip there. He was the man of 10,000 sound effects. He's a beatboxer, actor, comedian, voicist. Michael Winslow. He played Larvell Jones. When he would do the sound effect of automatic gunfire, I mean, it was so realistic.
Yes.
Unbelievable. And he was part of that ensemble cast in the Police Academy movies. I don't know if he was in all 81 of the Police Academy movies, but he was in several.
It's hard to fit all those into your schedule.
He was in the best ones, at least. Yes. Michael Winslow, 66. Happy birthday, Mark Chestnut. Nice. We know what he sounds like.
And he's getting healthier by the day.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. And he is 61.
How much do you love me?
I love you infinity.
That's not enough.
Infinity is the biggest number there is.
Well, it's not.
You tell me one bigger.
Infinity plus two.
I love you infinity plus two.
Oh, Billy, you're so stupid. You should have said I love you infinity plus infinity.
White man can't jump, and Woody can't get on the right page there with his girlfriend from the movie. Rosie Perez is 60 today. En Vogue, My Love, No, You're Never Gonna Get It, yesterday.
Right.
You just didn't, it didn't jar a memory for you. Do you remember this one? C.C. Peniston. This was a little earlier. This was in the 80s. Finally, she's 55 today.
Doesn't ring a bell.
This guy was in charge of the Bifrost, Neil.
Four brothers. Let the dark magic flow through me one last time.
We see Bruce Banner's life in the Hulk, but that cost him his at the hands of Thanos, Neil. We're talking about Idris Elba.
Yep.
Remember, he was he was Heimdall, charge of the Bifrost there in the old Thor world.
Yep.
He's 52. Love me, say that you love me. Does this song ring a bell?
Nope.
The Cardigans and Love Pool? This was everywhere at some point in time. But again, you're only watching Gunsmoke and listening to all the Gunsmoke soundtracks, obviously. Nina Pearson, 50 today from the Cardigans. Our rapper of the day is Lil Xan with an X. Lil Xan. Xan and Jaina, the Wonder Twins. Lil Xan, where's Gleek? He's 28. One more living.
Should I say it? Like, Shazam?
He was the one who said Shazam and turned into Shazam.
Right.
He played Billy Batson in the Shazam movies. Asher Angel. Happy birthday. 22 years old.
I enjoyed those.
Those were good. Yeah, those were good. Those were some of the better of the DC ones.
Yep. All right, gone but not forgotten today. It's not a stellar list in my humble estimation. Physiologist John McLeod, he is credited with discovering insulin. And for those of us who are diabetic, that was an important discovery. And he was born on this day in 1876. You remember, I do, from High Noon, and some other movies, Otto Kruger, 1885.
He also was on several Perry Masons, Neil.
Oh, it is TV theme time.
I think he played a judge a few times. He was a judge on something else in another show. And he was wasn't he the judge in High Noon?
Yeah, I think he was.
So he was very good at playing judges.
Apparently.
Plus, you know, he was also very judgy. He's very judgy, too. He would judge people, too. I mean, just
judgmental
them on the street. Yeah. I hate that. Don't judge me.
Otto Kruger, 1885, the patriarch of the Kennedy clan. The former U.S. ambassador to Great Britain was Joseph P. Kennedy, born in 1888, the father of John, Robert, and Teddy. And the older, well, he had the other, the fourth son, right? They had another son that was killed in World War II, I
correct.
Do believe. Yeah, I think that was Joe Jr. Jr., right. And that's Joseph P. Kennedy, 1888. Otherwise, the list gets a little lean. Should we go right to the cranberries?
I'm not really craving cranberry sauce right now, but let's go.
Yeah, it's not Thanksgiving, but Dolores O'Riordan was the lead singer for the group The Cranberries, died young. She was born on this day, 1971, and sadly, she's already on our gone but not forgotten list.
But on the outskirts of town, there's a lady I found, knows how to treat me right. She's gonna take me to the country tonight.
Staff forgot Mel McDaniel.
That's unfortunate. I hope we forgot somebody because the list was terrible.
Bound to forget somebody. Mel McDaniel, 1942. Lost him in 2011. So many fun songs, great songs, great singer. Just love it.
Yeah, somebody should request one.
One more time here.
She's gonna take me to the country tonight.
1942 for Mel McDaniel. Now,
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Tracy Lawrence of The Good Die Young, Kenny Chesney, I Go Back, or Ronnie Millsap. Somebody told me, a truck driver at the fair, this is his favorite truck driving song, Prisoner of the Highway. Yeah.
Well, that's one of my very favorites, too. Let's do Prisoner.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLC.